think and pray about all of you very often.
Thanks, ma'am. I really, really appreciate it.
So we are very happy to hear that you have been promoted.
Yes, ma'am, I have been.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You live in Massapequa?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I live in just off of Merrick Road, right by the All-American Hamburger Stand.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Massapequa?
My entire life.
Oh, so you grew up here.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you attend Massapequa schools?
No, ma'am, I did not. I went to Catholic school. I went to St. William the Abbot in Seaford. And then for high school, I went to Kellenberg Memorial High School in Uniondale, New York.
Okay. Now, I understand, Lieutenant, that part of what you do is to work with the Afghan women and try to provide, I guess, well, you tell me, what do you do?
Well, ma'am, as a female engagement team implies, we are an all-female unit that we support the operational battle rhythm by supporting battalions and companies in the battle space. We go out on patrols to engage the Afghan population. It's not limited to just females, but that is a good focus area for us because as a female, I have access to that 50% of the population that the male Marines do not. So we are able to get a different view on what things are going, and we have the ability to voice concerns and the opinions of the Afghan women so that they're heard throughout their village, their district, and throughout all of Helmand Province.
Okay. And tell me, what have you experienced in terms of working with the Afghan women in terms of their hopes and aspirations, their interaction with American women? What have been your experiences?
Most of the Afghan women just want to be recognized and be heard. They're always concerned about their family, about their village, and they want to make sure that what they see and what they hear gets put forward to their village elders so that they can improve the life of not only, you know, the women, but the children and the males that are growing up in Afghanistan. A lot of the women are starting to voice their concerns about education. They want to make sure that their children, both men and women, are being educated starting at a very young age. They are very prominent when it comes into the economic standpoint. They're starting to develop ways to support their family economically on their own, trying to get assistance through the male population to sell goods that they create, like jewelry or blankets or sewing scarves and garments to wear. And the women are starting to open up in government. One of the major focus areas for the female engagement team is to work with the Helmand Provincial Council. There are four women members of the Provincial Council. And one of the things that FET is promoting down at the district level is to have female representation at the district community council level so that the women up in Lashkar Gah at the Provincial Council have a connection down to the district and understand what the districts need, what the women are concerned, they hear their voices, hear their opinions, so that they can influence from the provincial down to the district level. And it might not necessarily be a district community council member. It could be having some female leader be a voice that the district community council will be willing to listen to. And that's a goal, and that would be a wonderful thing to happen here in Afghanistan if their small voice could be heard at the district level to head up to the provincial councilwoman.
It seems amazing to me that a culture that for centuries has kept women down has still managed to, that women still manage to have this sense of ownership and this this desire to be influential in the life, their own lives and the lives of their children and their husbands and family. Hello?
Hello, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
What I said was it just seems to me that a culture which has traditionally for centuries kept women's voices silent for so long that you still from what I'm getting from you is the fact that these women are still have that sense of independence and that sense of hope to be part of the process in terms of their families and their children.
Yes, ma'am. These women are extremely resilient. They understand the concept of family first, and that's what's important. It's starting at the generations to develop that'll make Afghanistan strong, and the women see that, and they've always seen it. So they've always had that mindset of resiliency and helping people. It's always about family.
Good. If I could just impose upon you for a few more moments, what made you join the service, Lieutenant?
Well, I've kind of always had the inkling to serve my country. I just didn't know the best way to do it since I was younger. I was affected by 9/11. My uncle worked in the World Trade Towers. His office was there. I thank God every day that him and his whole office was able to make it out, but my team captain's father didn't. My religion teacher's husband didn't. Our high school's soccer coach didn't, and my really good friend's family friend is a New York City paramedic, and I wear his bracelet every day on my wrist. His name is Keith G. Fairbairn. He died on 9/11.
What's his name?
Was a New York City paramedic who went into the towers, and
yes.
I know he did everything that he could, and he served and helped people that day, and I just want to serve my country in his honor, that his name and his... what he did for his country and the people of New York City lives on. And, you know, I look at his bracelet every day, and I realize, you know, this is what I was meant to do. I was meant to serve my country. And I went to the United States Naval Academy because I knew I wanted a college education and I wanted to be an officer. And while I was at the United States Naval Academy, I grew to understand the Marine Corps and its heritage and its culture, and it fit my personality, and I knew that I needed to be a Marine. And I was fortunate enough to service select Marine Corps, and I've been very fortunate in my career to go through TBS to become an air support control officer. That's my standard MOS.
Right.
You know, to become what I wanted to be here in the Marine Corps, and then to be given this opportunity to be the female engagement, one of the female engagement team platoon commanders, one of the first ones for this 2MEF forward, has been an incredible experience, and I couldn't have asked for anything better than to lead an extraordinary platoon of females here in Afghanistan, and asking them every day to put their lives on the line for their country, and to see them work with the infantry Marines who put their lives on the line every day for their country, and to see them together support Afghanistan, build Afghanistan up to include, you know, the local women, the local children, the local males, and the Afghan forces, the Afghan security forces. I'm honored to be here, and I'm just really thankful that I've had this opportunity to be in this position to influence Afghanistan, even if it's in just one small way.
We're grateful you're there as well. Tell me the name of your friend's name again. I didn't catch it. The one, the paramedic.
The New York City paramedic, his name is Keith, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel.
Yes.
Last name is Fairbairn. Foxtrot, Alpha, India, Romeo, Bravo, Echo, November. His parents are still alive. They are in Floral Park, New York, and they're part of the fire department down there. They're my best friend's family friend. And
do you have parents?
What was that, ma'am?
Are you single woman? Are you single or married?
Engaged. Oh. I am engaged, ma'am. My fiance is also a Naval Academy graduate. He is in the United States Navy. He's a lieutenant junior grade, and he's actually stationed in Japan.
And his name?
William.
Yes.
F. James III. His nickname is Trey. T-R-E-Y.
Did you say James? J-A-M-E-S.
That's right, ma'am, yes. William
Thank
James.
Very. Okay, great name. And do you have family, parents, sisters, brothers here in Massapequa?
My father still lives in Massapequa in the same house that I grew up in. His name is Frank Lisi, probably the only one in Massapequa. And I have an older brother whose name is Paul. And he also, he grew up in Massapequa his whole life, and he's currently living in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. And your mom?
She passed away in 2005 while I was at the Naval Academy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was, that's okay, ma'am. She was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer in August. No, I get in September of 2005. Oh, I guess my mother died in 06. Okay, so my mom was diagnosed in September of 05 with brain cancer, and she fought really hard for a whole year, and she passed away in August 06.
I'm sure she's very proud of you.
I can almost guarantee you that she is walking with me every step of the way here in Afghanistan. I actually, I keep her funeral card with the prayer and a picture in my breast pocket at all times, so that everywhere I go in Afghanistan, she's with me too.
Oh, that's beautiful. Catherine, I don't have any other questions unless I haven't asked you something that you think is important.
I don't know, ma'am. I just want to make sure that the good folks at home know that, all the Marines out here, not just the female engagement team, but every Marine out here is doing everything that they can and putting their life on the line for their country, for Afghanistan, and really making a difference here for the lives of every person here, just developing this country and doing everything that they can. And I'm honored that I'm here.
And I will certainly send that message for you, Catherine. Is there anything we can do here at home for you?
Just keep the prayers up. Prayers are always, always needed.
Great. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Know you have important work to do over there, and I really am honored to have spoken to you. And again, my gratitude and the gratitude of everyone here in Massapequa for your service.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to come home.
Great. Stop by and see me. When are you coming home?
I should be home sometime around the end of October.
We'll
and I will definitely be spending Thanksgiving in New York.
we'll look forward to seeing you, Mr. Tennant. Thank you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, ma'am.
Bye.